Holy Cow, I Love Your Eyes by author Sid S.A., pairing Adam Lambert, Chris Allen. Summary: Adam needs a date for the Oscars. He gets Chris. AU. Rating NC-17. Disclaimer: this is fiction, not real, and not intended to offend anyone. Adam scowled at Lane. "I can find my own damn date," he exclaimed. "Of course you can," she assured him soothingly, and he totally knew that she was humoring him. "It's just that this is a big deal, and we need you to be seen with the right sort of person." Adam's scowl deepened. "Why don't you just tell me that my taste in men sucks and get it done with?" he asked sarcastically. His warning glare made her shut her mouth when it looked like she was going to answer. "Adam, you are the biggest rock star on the planet, and you are single. Not only single, but gay, and going to the fucking Oscars without an appropriate date is not good for your image." She let her exasperation show in her voice, and Adam flung himself into a chair. "Fine, but do I have a few options, or have you already selected the boy du jour?" He flushed at her chiding expression. "Sorry," he muttered moodily. "We have a couple of possibilities," she told him carefully, and tried a smile. "I know that this is hard, but since your extremely public breakup with Drake, you've been spotted with a number of seriously unsavory boys, and it hasn't done your image any good." "Sex, drugs, and rock and roll," he mumbled, and she rolled her eyes. "That was okay in the time of Queen and Kiss and the Rolling Stones, lover boy, but now your dick needs to be kept in your pants unless you're in a loving, committed, monogamous relationship." Her voice was brittle with irritation. It was Adam's turn to do the eye-rolling. "Fine, show me the human sacrifices, and I will select my offering to the gods of good taste and safe sex." He held out his hand, and she gave him a folder. "Do you have a preference?" he asked. "I've put their bios in order of what we think would be best for your image," she told him with an apologetic smile. "I know you're mad about this, but it's your own fault that it's happened." Adam ignored her and opened the folder, looking down at the first picture. "Zac Efron?" he asked. "He's gay?" Lane shrugged. "Apparently so. We asked. He said he'd be interested." "Huh," Adam said thoughtfully and moved to the next candidate. "Chris Colfer, that's the kid from Glee, right?" Lane nodded. "He's very much out of the closet, so you're less likely to cause too much scandal." "Only if I don't want to be labeled a cradle snatcher," Adam scoffed and turned the page. "God," he breathed, his hand moving up to trace the contours of the face in front of him. "Chris Allen?" He shook his head and looked at Lane. "Are you sure?" "Yes," she said softly. Since his divorce a year ago, he's been waiting for the right time to come out. Adam stared at her and asked, "And being my date for the Academy Awards is his best option?" Lane nodded. "He wants there to be no questions about his sexuality. He told me, and I quote, 'Going on a date with Adam Lambert is about as out of the closet as I can get.'" End quote. She tipped her head to one side. "This could be a good thing. His music is totally different to yours, so there'll be no perception of rivalry. He's got a great reputation, not a blemish or a scandal." Adam snorted, his finger still tracing the plush lower lip of the man in the photo. "Yeah, that rep will be shot to shit about 5 seconds after he's seen with me." Lane crouched in front of him and put her hands on his shoulders. "You need this night to go well, Adam. Your image is rocky, to say the least. Take Chris. His image can cope with the pounding, and yours will maybe get a little of his shine." Adam sighed. "Fine. Set it up." He tapped her cheek with one finger. But I want to at least have dinner with him before Sunday. Can you set it up? Somewhere quiet? She asked hopefully, and he smiled and nodded. Okay, I'm sure we can make that happen. She stood up and kissed his cheek. I'll call you with the details, okay? He nodded, and his eyes went back to the photo in the file. I'm coming to get you, little pretty, he murmured, and he felt a stirring in his blood that he'd missed since his breakup with Drake. Chris shook his head. No, 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 he said firmly, and Gina just barreled over him. Look, Chris, we've been looking for the right opportunity to spring your gay on the world. He glared at her words, but she continued blithely. Adam Lambert is just about as gay as you get. She was practically crowing in triumph. No, he told Gina. She stopped and looked at him. You don't get to say no to this, Christopher. He narrowed his eyes, hating it when she used his full name. Only his mama got to do that. You wanted to come out, and who better to have at your side than the biggest gay icon in the history of the world? Chris felt his stomach swoop a little when he thought of Adam Lambert. While it was true that he wanted to stop living a lie, going on an extremely public date with the glitter prince was not the most subtle way of doing it. Gina, it will be a circus. I know, she told him, and then shook her head. Think, Chris. No one has been seen with Adam in public since he and Drake LeBray broke up. There have been all sorts of sordid rumors, but nothing concrete. The boy who appears on Adam's arm at the Oscars will hardly be important on the night. You'll just be arm candy. No one will care who you are. They'll all be focused on the fact that Lord Lambert is dating again. Gina was practically frothing, and Chris felt a moment's concern for her state of mind. You're insane, he told her mildly. Perhaps, she admitted cheerfully, but I've got you a date with Adam Lambert. You're going to owe me for the rest of your life. I don't have a life, Chris said glumly and went to get himself a beer. He ignored the fluttering low in his belly when he thought about Adam Lambert. He was not going on a date with him. What would you like to drink? Adam asked carefully, seeing the deer in the headlights expression on Chris's face when he opened his door and let Chris into his home. He was desperate to put him at ease. Beer? Chris asked, and Adam beamed. He could totally do beer. He went into the kitchen to pull out an ice-cold bottle. Do you want a glass? He called. Nah, I mean, no thank you. The bottle is fine, Chris called back. Adam popped the top and went back into the living room with his glass of Merlot and the beer. He handed it to Chris, who murmured a thanks. So, he began, and hated the twist of nerves in his stomach. If anything, Chris was even prettier in person, all golden skin and brown eyes and messy hair. Adam wanted to pet him. So, Chris countered and took a pull of the bottle. Adam's eyes followed the line of his throat as he swallowed. He crossed his legs as his dick perked up and said howdy. Thanks for doing this, Adam said softly, and Chris flushed. I guess it's a sort of you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours kind of deal, he said, his southern twang evident in his rough drawl. When did you know you were gay? Adam asked suddenly as he sipped his wine, feeling comfortable enough to ask the question. Chris flushed and looked down at his hands. I think I always knew, he confessed softly. My mama must have known too, because she told me not to get married. Why did you? Adam asked curiously. It seemed like the right thing to do, Chris told him and looked up. I mean, I was with Katie for 7 years before we got married. 7 years? Adam exclaimed. And you didn't realize in all that time that you weren't into sex with girls? Chris blushed again. We wore purity rings. We waited until we got married. Adam choked on his mouthful of wine. Are you serious? Who does that anymore? Lots of people, Chris said defensively, and Adam held up his hands. Whoa there. I didn't mean to strike a nerve, but he obviously had, so he rushed to make amends. Sorry, I've a big mouth, and my feet spend a lot of time in it. Chris let out a startled giggle, and Adam relaxed again. Why did you want to meet me here first? Chris asked curiously. Adam leaned back into the soft leather of the sofa. I didn't want our first time meeting being a public thing. I hate lying. Chris looked at him in confusion, and Adam explained. If someone asked me whether we were dating, I would have had to say no, because it would have been our first time out together. Now, when we're on the red carpet at the Oscars, I can truthfully say that we're dating because we'll have had tonight and probably one other night together before the big one. Chris grinned at him and tipped his bottle. I like the way you think, he complimented, and Adam preened a little. Fuck, this guy was just the other side of irresistible, and Adam wasn't known for his ability to resist temptation. Let's eat, he declared manically, and bounced off the sofa, rushing to the kitchen. He knew he must have looked quite mad to Chris, but there was just no way he could sit there and look at that mouth for one more second without every fantasy he'd had about it showing in his face. Okay, Chris said warily, following him. God, he was so pretty, Chris thought, watching Adam bustle around the kitchen, putting plates and cutlery on a tray and adding napkins and salt and pepper. Will you take this through to the dining room? Adam asked, breaking his reverie. Chris nodded and took the tray, wandering out of the other end of the kitchen to the dining room. The large table was rustic and solid and completely unlike anything Chris would have guessed Adam would own. He laid two place settings opposite each other and turned when he heard Adam coming in. The scents rising from the containers on the tray he was carrying made his mouth water. I hope you like pasta, Adam told him, and Chris grinned. Foolproof food, he assured Adam, and then sucked in a breath when Adam lifted the lid and revealed a creamy pasta with ham chunks and herbs. God, that smells amazing, he said, and was rewarded with the sweetest smile he'd ever seen. He blinked. The butterflies were back, and they had started flying around his stomach in slow, lazy formations. Shit, he was in so much trouble. Adam wanted to go swimming in Chris's eyes. He took a deep breath and handed him a plate of pasta instead. Bon appetit, he said cheerfully, and sat down to eat his food, taking quick peeks at Chris while he ate. Oh my gosh, Chris said, his mouth stuffed with pasta. This is amazing. Adam chuckled. Glad you like it, he said demurely, and continued with his stalker staring tactics. Chris finished his food in about a minute, leaned back, and exhaled a noisy breath. For food like that, I'll do anything, he declared, and then flushed when he looked at Adam. I mean, Adam raised an eyebrow. Really? Anything? He asked, and his mouth curved in a wolfish grin, letting Chris get a brief glimpse of the heat behind his eyes. The blush deepened. Pretty much, Chris admitted manfully. That did it. Adam dropped his fork and pushed away from the table. Come with me, he instructed Chris, whose eyes went wide, skin went dark. But he stood up and followed Adam anyway. Not one word, Adam told him when they reached his bedroom, and Chris nodded solemnly. I've been wanting to do this for months, he said, and bent down, bit that plum bottom lip, and Chris moaned. Months, and then Lane hands you to me on a platter. He licked at the bite, and Chris's head dropped back, exposing the long, gorgeous line of his throat. Fuck, Adam said feelingly, and lifted Chris off his feet and tossed him onto the bed. I hope you're ready for this, baby. He looked down at Chris's face as he tugged off his shirt. I didn't think this would happen so fast, but I'm not letting you out of this bed tonight. Chris licked his lips, and Adam fell. The taste of Adam's mouth was like nothing Chris had ever imagined. It was strawberries and cream and spice, and he wanted to feed at it all night. Adam didn't give him the chance. He tugged at his shirt until Chris lifted his arms to help him get it off, and then bowed up as Adam bit softly at his nipple. Adam, he gasped and felt a hand go over his mouth. Adam's eyes were hot and bright. I said not a word, he rumbled, and Chris's cock wept a little for attention. Chris nodded frantically, and Adam removed his hand. One more word, and I'll gag you, Adam promised, and part of Chris wanted to speak again, just so that he would. His skin itched at the thought. Adam busied himself with worrying at Chris's neck, biting and sucking and licking until Chris wanted to scream. He was being marked ruthlessly, and he didn't give a shit. Those long, slender fingers trailed down his belly to his navel and circled there for a moment and moved on. Clever hands flicked open the top button of his jeans, and Adam moved lower to mouth the soft skin there. Chris nearly lurched off the bed at the suction. He wanted to scream, but instead wrapped his fingers in the silky strands of Adam's hair, pulling slightly when he wanted more pressure. Adam's lids lifted, and the heaven-blue eyes shot hot sparks at him. "I know what I'm doing," he whispered against Chris's skin, and Chris let his head flop back on the pillow because he had no strength left in his muscles. When Adam's fingers wrapped around his cock, however, his body reminded him that at least one muscle was still working. He wanted to whimper. Adam took Chris's cock in his mouth with a happy hum, letting the sound whisper over the soft skin in his mouth. The shudder of the warm body beneath him made him smile. He licked the salty liquid gathering at the head and then pressed the tip of his tongue into the slit. Chris groaned and threw an arm over his eyes. Adam pulled off and tapped his belly with one long finger. "Watch," he told him, and waited until Chris was looking at him again and swallowed him down. Adam loved giving head. It was his favorite part of sex. Well, second favorite, after actual sex. And kissing was pretty good, too. Actually, everything about sex, from the first glances across a room to the fucking in and out of a body, was pretty goddamn spectacular. Chris rolled his hip and his cock slipped further down Adam's throat. He felt his muscles loosen as he sucked. Chris's fingers found purchase in his hair, and the pleasure pain of the sharp, stinging tugs against his scalp made Adam moan. The sound vibrating against his cock was obviously the final straw for Chris. He came with a yell and a warm flood of salt and male into Adam's mouth. Adam swallowed happily and then released Chris with a soft pop. "That was very nice," he told Chris with a smile. "Can I?" Chris asked weakly, waving at Adam's very excited dick. "Would you?" Adam asked, and rolled onto his back. He was delighted to let Chris return the favor. While this wasn't the first time for Chris, somehow this was the first time that mattered, and he wanted desperately to get it right. He shuffled down the length of Adam's body, pausing to trace constellations of freckles mapped into his pale skin, and then he reached Adam's cock and sucked in a breath. Adam was considerably larger than anyone Chris had been with before, but it made no difference. His mouth watered, and he wanted to make Adam come until he screamed. "What do you like?" he asked, breath gusting out over Adam's skin. "Whatever you want, baby," Adam told him with a smile. "I'm a sure thing." Chris hit a grin against Adam's groin and then licked a long, wet strip up the length of his cock. Adam shivered but didn't say anything. Encouraged, Chris sucked delicately at the head until he tasted Adam leaking into his mouth. He dropped his head lower then, taking in as much of Adam's cock as he could until the blunt head bumped the back of his throat. He fought the gag reflex and felt Adam petting his hair softly, muttering nonsense like, "Dreamed fucking good," and "Mouth fuck want," and "Perfect lips come." And then he was coming in Chris's mouth like an avalanche. It was the first time Chris had swallowed. It was the first time he had wanted to. He fell over onto his back next to Adam and closed his eyes. "So that's not quite how I expected this evening to go," Adam started conversationally, and Chris began to laugh. Adam soon joined in. Chris found himself manhandled onto his side and tucked up in front of Adam. We need to get some rest before we move on to anything more adventurous, Adam told him with a sleepy smile in his voice. I think you might break me if we try anything more, Chris joked, but he cuddled in anyway. He had a brief thought. We're totally dating now, right? He asked. Adam shook with laughter behind him and assured him, totally. Satisfied, Chris went to sleep. When Adam stepped out of the limousine that Sunday and Chris clambered out after him, it was as though the world held its breath and then started screaming. Adam held out a hand to Chris, who nervously took it and moved up close next to Adam as they started their red carpet walk. Adam couldn't remember a carpet that he had been so proud of the date on his arm. Not even when he'd accompanied Lady Gaga to the Grammy Awards last year, when she'd won every award going except for Best Male Country Artist. She'd lost that one to Keith Urban and still hadn't forgiven him. He looked proudly down at Chris, dressed in head-to-toe Tom Ford, and wanted to shout to everyone, "Hey, look, this is my date. Isn't he gorgeous? No, you can't have him." But he managed to control himself. Barely. "This is crazy," Chris whispered to him, leaning up and against him. Adam felt a pleasant little shiver run down his body at the contact. They'd been together constantly for the past 4 days, and although the sex was amazing, he'd had more fun with Chris than he'd had with anyone in his life. Ever. They'd talked so much that at one point he'd had to make them tea with honey. They'd laughed about their lives and discussed their dreams, and somewhere in that weird and wonderful time, Adam had fallen in love. "Yeah," he agreed and smiled. "You ready for this, baby?" Somehow, the endearment, casually used, meant something real and solid now. "Not really," Chris muttered, "but if I want to be with you, I guess it's all part of the package, right?" Adam lifted their joined hands and pressed a quick kiss on the back of Chris's. "Yeah, but it's all smoke and mirrors, you know?" he asked softly. Chris nodded, cheeks slightly pink. "As long as we're real, I can deal with the rest of it," he affirmed, looking up at Adam from under his lashes. "Scarily real," Adam assured him, feeling a flutter of panic that he might be the only one emotionally invested in this fledgling relationship. "Chris, Adam, how are you?" Ryan Seacrest broke in on them and pulled them up on the E-platform. "I'm doing really good, thanks, man," Chris replied. And Adam had to remind himself that Chris was a pretty well-known artist in his own right. "Does that little display out there mean that you two are..." Ryan made a motion between them and Chris flushed. "Chris and I have started dating, yes," Adam interjected smoothly. "Is that a recent development?" Ryan asked, and Adam looked at him carefully, trying to seek out any malice. There appeared to be only genuine curiosity. "Fairly recent," Adam said finally. "I guess it might surprise a number of your fans that you're gay," Ryan said to Chris. For 1 second, Chris thought about running. Then he looked at Adam, gorgeous, confident, "I don't give a shit about anyone, Adam," and he saw the expression in those eyes. They were vulnerable, nervous, unsure. And Chris realized that he never wanted to see Adam look at him like that again. "I've known that I was gay for a long time, Ryan," Chris told him quietly. "I just needed to meet the right person to make me feel comfortable with being open about it." He squeezed Adam's hand and was rewarded with a blinding smile. "I suppose all that I can say is best of luck, and I hope you guys are happy together," Ryan offered with a smile, and Adam led him off the platform. "That was about the bravest thing I have ever seen," Adam whispered to him. Chris whispered back, "You gave me the courage." And then he kissed him. Making out on the red carpet of the Academy Awards was a surefire way to get into the headlines. Gina and Lane argued for days about whose idea the whole thing was. Chris and Adam sent them both fruit baskets. interfering matchmakers still deserved a thank you. Their mothers had raised them right after all. The End of Holy Cow, I Love Your Eyes by author Sid S.A. If you like this story, please leave a comment at her LJ. This was read by Diane McKay. Artwork was done by me. The music in this podfic was One Day Like This by Elbow. Holy Cow! Face is shammy cream.